All set.
Okay, good morning. It is March 31st, 2022 at 8:33 a.m. This is the Board of Assessment Appeals special meeting. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mark, will you please do the roll call?
Yes. Maria Conlin?
Here. Morning.
Morning. Jeff Polis?
Hey, good morning. Present.
Sarah Wadomski?
Here.
You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Number four, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Can I have a motion to close public portion?
I'll motion.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Number five, approval of minutes from the following meetings. A. The minutes from the March 5th, 2022 meeting. Can I have a motion?
Yep,
I make a motion to approve. Oh, I'll second.
Okay, motion by Maria, second by Jeff. Any discussion? All in favor?
Nope.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approve minutes from the March 26th, 2022 meeting. Can I have a motion?
I'll motion.
I'll make a motion. Oh, sorry, I'll second.
All right, motion by Maria, second by Jeff. Any discussion? The only, Mark, can you just, on that first line of the first sentence, just take out the word "be a special meeting was be held," just take out "be." And then I just wanted to, on 5K, the 10 Elizabeth Street property, I just wanted to, just to clarify this reduction, that basement area, I know it was zoned, you know, to be used as rentable space. So, is that zoning? I just want to be sure, like the zoning for that is no longer valid, you know, or that the approval of that basement, you know, the zoning approval of that basement is void. I don't know, Betsy, if you can clarify that.
So my discussions with officials of the city of Derby, basically, I talked to Phil, the title. Anyway, he said that there would have to be an awful lot of changes made for that to be able to be used again, because there's no egress and there's like a hallway that just, I guess, goes all the way down to the back. So it would be very dangerous on current standards to actually use that as any type of rentable space. So right now they're only using it as storage.
Okay, so maybe that's something that should be brought to zoning as well, just to inform
them.
Well,
I think they would have to go in front of, you know, the appropriate boards and commissions if they were going to rent it out.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I have no other questions about those minutes. So all in favor of approval of those minutes? Aye.
Aye.
That, okay. That property has also been put into my callback files, just to make sure that they are using it the way they say they're using it each year. And they're not, you know, sneaking in tenants or using it inappropriately.
Okay, great. Thank you, Betsy. Okay, number six, act on the following assessment appeals. A, Samuel Rizzitelli, Law Offices of Samuel M. Rizzitelli Jr., LLC. Okay, so Betsy, you went there?
I did, and the checklist of his equipment that he put on, you know, that he attached to his appeal form was pretty accurate. It is basically picture a raised ranch, and you go down the stairs, and most people, that would be like their family room in a raised ranch. And it is their family room, but it's basically kind of the room that they sort of just throw all their, it's a catch-all room, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of over in the left-hand corner has a makeshift setup to, you know, mostly the way I interpret it is, it's to pay home bills, to review certain things at home that, you know, he might take home from the office. But his list is a pretty accurate list. He does have one messy desk. He's got three old file cabinets that he's got lined up. The computer does work, but it's old. It's not like, you know, he's got a monitor. He's got a printer that works. The Milton stapler, I guess it's a joke. I don't know what that, I guess it's from the office.
Mm-hmm.
But a phone that he never uses because he has a cell. He showed me the broken light. It just is a light bulb. It has no dome around it. The dome has broken. And so he does have the backup equipment. So I would take his $1,000 as the depreciated 70%. Now, use that and then give him the 25% penalty, I believe, for not filing. And then... So instead of it being $12,500, it would be $1,250. No, he really, it's not an office. It's just sort of something that's shoved in the corner of his family room in the basement. So,
okay. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Yep, I'll motion to bring the assessment down to $1,000 plus the 25% penalty for a total of $1,250.
Can I have a second?
Yep, I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. 6B, Scott Rocchio, Southern Connecticut Chiropractic. Personal property. And Betsy, you went to see him?
I did go there and to his office, and then he sent me a very detailed inventory list, which I have emailed you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And on that list, at the last meeting, we discussed that I wanted to speak with him to get a better clarification of years that the equipment was all purchased at, because you know, it was quite an increase from what we had, you know, given him. And I'm not quite sure if he's aware of it. He's very thankful that we're doing our due diligence. You know, when I called him back, he's like, well, thank you. I really appreciate that, you know. So I did then send you again the list with the years attached. And then I sent you a filled out personal property declaration inserting all of that equipment into the appropriate years. And then the back page, which is the summary sheet, shows the depreciated values to the left, and then the 70% to the right. And the total came out to $32,810 plus his 25% penalty, the $8,200, for a total of $41,010. using his numbers, his years, his inventory list, which was very detailed.
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say when you went back there, you had mentioned that you were going to like kind of like give him a heads up that this assessment was probably going to increase based on the equipment. Did that happen or no?
I said to him that you understand this list, your assessment's going to change. Yes. I don't know if he understood that it was going to go up. He said, you know, based on this list, your assessment is going to change. I mean, he's been very forthcoming. So I assume that he's aware that, you know, this is all, and who knows, it's, you know, maybe it's his, he's coming clean. I don't have any idea. I mean, he clearly moved from his office on Elizabeth Street to this new office and purchased a tremendous amount of equipment, upgrading his practice. So.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or thoughts?
Well, I guess I just have one question. I mean, you know, he's a business owner. I understand he's in a spot where he's leasing the property, correct, Betsy? It's not, he doesn't own the building, right?
No. Yeah.
So, you know, I guess our decision, you know, how we do this, you know, do you get the impression that he's going to up and take his business outside of the town? I mean, you know, I guess that would be the only real risk, but I mean, it is what it is, in my opinion. You know, you have the personal property. It's been valued appropriately. It's, you know, the depreciation, all that stuff. It's like what Betsy said, her facts and figures. I don't really know what else we're supposed to do.
I don't believe he just moved to a new location within the city of Derby. So I can't imagine that he would up and take off out of the city of Derby. But again, he approached the board.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what you can do about that. You can't, it's like anything else. I can't imagine you can turn a blind eye to it. You know, we requested information, he provided it, and it would be no different than the gentleman that I went to on Homestead where we didn't have his wood stove, we didn't have it that fast. And had there been no adjustment to any of his grade based on the neighborhood, his assessment would have gone up.
Yep.
Sure.
And maybe going forward, he'll realize if he just files the proper paperwork, he could waive the extra penalty there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, definitely.
Okay.
And I'm going to provide him a copy of this form so he knows what the process is. Sometimes it's just, unfortunately, it's just people not knowing how to fill something out, you know, and they're better at their job than they are at, you know, filing paperwork.
Okay, so thank you, Betsy. So I just want to be clear. So it's $32,810 plus the penalty of $8,200 for a total of $41,010. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So can I have a motion?
Yep, I'll make the motion to accept the new assessed value and include the penalty.
Okay, can I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, number 7, motion to adjourn. Yes.
Excuse me. I
have one more issue that I need to discuss with you guys.
What was this? Excuse me one second before you move. What was the starting amount of that?
The
you mean his original assessment?
Yeah.
The original assessment was $6,250.
$6,250?
Yeah, $5,000 for the equipment and $1,250 for the penalty.
Okay, thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
So I had a conversation with Renee about the waiving of the interest for 15 McConey Grove. She states that she never said to them not to pay the bill, which she said she would never say. And I, you know, I kind of agree. I guess she's friendly or was friendly with his mother. So she knows the gentleman personally. And, you know, knows that she wouldn't have had that conversation with him. So you recommended that we waive the penalty if we both agreed. And so she does not agree to that because she doesn't want somebody putting words into her mouth that she has said something that she says she did not say.
Which, Betsy, which one was this? The last name on this? Sorry.
Buyer. So they were the one that came and said because they were waiting to get a change from me when the system was down. They said they came in July to pay the bill. And they stated that Renee had told them not to pay it until the adjustment was made.
Gotcha.
She said she did not say that. Also, she did state that I made the adjustment finally when the computers were back up in November. And under statute, if you get an adjusted bill, you have 30 days to pay it without penalty. And they did not pay it in November. They waited until January and paid the whole thing. So that was kind of her feeling, is they did have an opportunity that they could have paid it. They didn't when they got the adjusted bill. So those were her reasonings that she doesn't feel that they should, that we should waive the penalty for them.
Betsy, what are your feelings after talking to her?
I agree with her because, you know what, she even got a phone call from him and he said that Lauren had said to them not to pay it until it was adjusted. And, you know, I work much closer to Lauren than I work to Renee, and I know Lauren would never tell them that. So I kind of agree with her, you know. And if you start, you know, the he said, she said, we're going to have to record every conversation we have with a taxpayer. It's for them to, you know.
I think real, like, you know, this situation, you know, and I can't speak for the others, but knowing the, you know, the computer and software situation you were having for however many months impacted my decision on that more than the, you know, I understand, you know, the people can hear things differently than the intention of something stated. But I don't know what, you know, what we can.
But keep in mind,
what we would do at this point.
I mean, I had a dozen people in the same situation that, for example, I had a woman on Singer Village that called me every week, waiting for the system to get up and running. And when it got to past, you know, paying the bill, I said to her, you got to pay the bill or you're going to be, you know, you're going to get interest. And whatever the adjustment will be, will come off your January payment. So, you know, knowing that I had other people that was our advice and what I was telling them, that if there is any adjustment to be made, it will definitely come off your second half. So. I don't know what else to say, but.
No, I mean, you know, I don't think there's anything, you know, we can do here. It's not on our agenda, but, you know, I think, you know, and I don't know, you know, our recommendation was, you know, one thing, and but it had stipulations based on, you know, you and Renee agreeing. And if you didn't agree to that, I don't know, you know, what else we would do. Then, I mean, that was,
yeah,
I think at that point it's your prerogative. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't ever come with that request. It's because you're reducing the assessment. You know, those are what you deal with. You don't deal with the tax part of it. You deal with just the assessment side of it. So, and I don't even know if somebody, never done any research, but I don't even know if anybody, I've never been to a Board of Assessment Appeals where somebody's come and asked for anybody to waive interest. But, so.
Okay.
And, you know, and I did make it very clear that it's a recommendation, but if it's both parties don't agree, then it can't be done. We have to sign a form.
Okay. So, so then I guess it's a moot point.
Yeah.
You guys didn't,
I think
you
so.
Both can't, then, so we are what? Amending our original.
I don't think, you know,
I don't think
we take any action, Maria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just, I had to come back to tell you, you know, you made a recommendation. The recommendation didn't go forward. I mean, you know, I didn't want you to think, oh, it happened. And then, you know, you run into somebody and they say it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I think I appreciate that, Betsy, too, because I think when we did vote, I mean, it was a recommendation. I don't think that we, I mean, I don't think any of us thought we had the authority to technically waive people's obligations to the city from a tax perspective. So, I mean, it's on the record that, you know, the folks that you mentioned don't agree and don't like putting words in, you know, their mouths. So fair enough. It's on the record here. And I agree with chairperson that we're you know, at this point, we just don't take any action in closed case.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Number 7, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion I'll make that motion.
Oh, I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much. This meeting is ending at 8:56 a.m.
So those letters will go out. They have to go out within 5 days. We have the templates all set up. So I will get all the information. Lauren will get those out. Would you do you want me to scan them and copy the board on them so they can see that they were dated appropriately and sent out within the time frame?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Have a great day.
Right.